Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. A deadline passes, management expresses concern about worker safety, and the deadlock continues. Of course, we're talking about Market Basket. Its shelves remain largely empty as hundreds of its workers continue to protest, demanding the reinstatement of their former boss, Arthur T. Demoulas. Company CEOs had given them until today to return to work if they didn't want to risk losing their jobs for good. But it appears most of the protesters stayed away from work anyway. And then this afternoon, Market Basket issued a statement saying that they've heard from many employees interested in applying for jobs within the company, but they're concerned for their safety if they attended a scheduled job fair in Andover this afternoon. The drama just continues on and on. And joining us now from Andover is WBUR's business reporter, Kurt Nickisch. Hi, Kurt. Good to have you.
Thanks, Anthony. Good to be here.
So let's start with this statement from the company. It talks of concerns that employees might be at risk if they attend a job fair and apply for jobs there. Are workers being threatened by the protesters, or is this just PR on the part of Market Basket? What have you heard?
Well, nobody's told me directly that they, would be angry at workers for showing up at this job fair this afternoon that's going to start within another hour. It's important to know that this is a job fair for existing Market Basket associates. So what the CEOs are looking for is for workers to come and take the place of the people that they think they're going to need to let go, the people who've been sort of paralyzing the supply chain for the company. And so nobody wants these people to sort of cross the picket lines, even though that there's no strike. And nobody's told me directly that they would threaten anybody, but I have seen sort of unfriendly tweets online, and I'm sure it wouldn't be the funnest for an associate to show up at a job fair to take the job of somebody who doesn't want to, to continue on under the existing CEO.
Right. Now, this job fair, of course, coincides with the ultimatum, return to work by today or someone else will fill your job. Now, you've spoken to some of the protesters. Are they, for the most part, staying away and continuing to protest? What are you hearing from them?
It appears so. It appears that most of the folks are staying away and did not return to work, or return to work and are just not working and continuing to disrupt. It's important to know that the real disruption here is in the warehouses, mm-hmm. the distribution chain, the store management, the store directors. This is sort of like a top layer that tells everybody below them, to go to work or what to do or not. And this is the layer that's basically revolted. And a lot of people below that have gone to work, they've done their jobs, but there just hasn't been anything on the shelves. And management is trying to get to a point where it forces those people out, tries to bring other people in, and it puts more pressure on the rank-and-file workers who don't want to lose their jobs, and maybe they want Arthur T., but they've maybe only met him once or twice, and they just want to keep working. And so this is where tensions and divisions start getting a little stronger within the workforce.
Right, and you mentioned Arthur T., the fired CEO who the protesting employees want back as their boss. So he offered to return to his post and normalize operations while the board continues to consider his and other offers to buy the company. The board rejected that offer to come back to run the company. So where does this leave negotiations right now?
It's a really good question because that statement from Arthur T. Demoulas was interesting. It talked about how he was hopeful and he was working to come back, but he also said he offered to come back and bring back his whole team, but he never mentioned the word negotiations at all. So as far as we know, they are negotiating and working on a deal, while the board says it's also looking at other options and other deals. But he never specifically mentioned it in the statement, and I sort of read that statement as a way to sort of keep giving encouragement to the workers who've been supporting him while they continue to negotiate behind closed doors. So we just don't have a good sense of where those are at.
Yeah.
The board did come out with a statement shortly afterwards saying, it would be more helpful if he were being constructive and you know, not encouraging these disruptive workers, essentially.
Yeah.
And then just reiterated that it's looking at other options, and of course, holding a job fair to move forward. If you're not able to sell it, is pursuing one of those options.
But one wonders, Kurt. Finally, you know, how long this impasse can go on without doing irreparable damage to this company, because it's hemorrhaging millions of dollars a week.
Yeah, it's doing damage. It's the question of when does it get irreparable, and I think for this board, they've been trying to sideline, or one side of the family, the majority of the board, has maybe been trying to sideline Arthur Titomoulos for a long time, and they may seem to be willing to put up with that for a while longer. I mean, it's almost like you kick out a roommate, and then the roommate shows back up on your lawn playing a band, and you can't get any sleep, demanding to come back inside, and they might be willing to put up with more sleepless nights to be able to finally be rid of him. So it's not the best comparison, but it's a interesting dynamic whether or not they want to sell to somebody who's also a thorn in their side.
Yeah, interesting indeed. That's WBUR's business reporter Kurt Nikisch reporting from Andover on the latest in the market basket saga. Kurt, thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you.